pocket, and he pulled out some coins, and he thought, nah, there's just not enough money there to buy Gene a toy. So he put it back in his pocket. But you know what? Something good happened the next day. Something really good. A lady stopped him, and she said, is your name Jim Miller? And he said, well, yeah, it is. And she said, I want to invite you to a Christmas party. And Jim said, well, thank you. And then he thought of his sister again, and he said, you know, my sister's in bed sick, but I'm sure she'll be better by then. Would it be okay if my sister came too? And the lady said, I'm sorry, we only have enough room for one out of each family. So only Jim could go. So Jim got ready and he went to the party. And you know, he forgot about all the sad things that were happening to him at the party. He forgot all about his troubles. And he ate so much good food at the party, he got filled up. And he got to play lots of fun games with the boys and girls there. But pretty soon, it was time for the Christmas presents to be given away. So everyone was so excited. And they were sitting on pins and needles. They couldn't wait. There was a big Christmas tree, and the gifts weren't wrapped. They were on the tree, so they could see them. And Jim was looking at the tree, and he says, boy, there's a great big red fire truck. I would sure like to have that great big fire truck. I've wanted one all my life. And he says, oh, I hope it's still there when it's my turn to go pick it up. But then he was looking at the tree, and he saw something else on the tree. And he saw a doll on the tree. And who do you think he thought about? He thought about Jean, because she was still sick at home in bed. And he thought, whoa, Jean would love that doll. I wonder. So there was a conflict in Jim's mind that I would really love that truck, but Jean would love that doll. Then he got to thinking, the boys and girls would probably kind of make fun of me if I took a doll off the tree. So he thought, whoa, I don't know, what should I do? All of a sudden, Jim Miller, oh, it was his turn to go up to the tree. And the fire truck was still up there, and the doll was still up there. And when he got closer to the tree, he saw it was the lady that had given him the ticket. And she said, Jim, what gift would you like off the tree? And he said, well, I'd really love that big red truck, but could you hand me the doll? And there were kind of some tears welling up in his eyes because he really did want that fire truck, but he decided to take the doll for his sister. And the lady smiled, and she understood why Jim took the doll. And she said, God bless you, Jim. But guess who didn't understand why he took the doll? The boys and girls started snickering. They started kind of laughing. And one of the girls, as he passed by, said, well, that's the doll that I wanted. Why are you taking a doll? And Jim kind of felt kind of bad. He kind of blushed. And after a while, he was feeling so uncomfortable that he just put his cap down and he went outside and he went home. And on his way home, he was so sad because nothing was really working out real well. But he forgot all about being sad when he got home, because Jean perked up and she said, oh, I'm glad you're home. And she said, oh, what do you have there, Jim? What is that? Is that for me? Do you think Jim gave that to her? He did. Jim gave her the doll. And it made her so happy. But pretty soon, it wasn't very long, and there was something that had some noise they heard. Oh, there was a knock on the door. And who do you think was at the door? It was the lady from the party. And she had a great big package under her arm. And she said, oh, I want to tell you how sorry I am that the boys and girls weren't very nice to you tonight, Jim. They were very unkind to you. She said, but they did something. After they found out why you took the doll, they were not unkind because they wanted me to bring you this package. And she said, okay, it's late. I've got to go. So she went. And Jim sat down with that package, and he opened it up, and what do you think was in there? The red fire truck. He was so, so happy. Jim was happy that he had overcome his fear over the other children making fun of him. He was so happy that he had done what was right. And so I hope that you too can overcome some fears and do what's right, what Jesus would want you to do. Okay, it's time for you to go back to your seats.